Chapter 5. Rider Risks and Responsibilities. Riding a motorcycle is a demanding and complex task. Skilled motorcycle riders pay attention to the riding environment and to operating the motorcycle, identifying potential hazards, exercising good judgment, and executing decisions quickly and skillfully. The ability to perform and respond to changing highway and traffic conditions is influenced by how fit and alert the motorcycle rider is. Alcohol and other drugs, more than any other factor, degrade the ability to think clearly and to ride safely. As little as one drink can have a significant effect on riding performance. Let's look at the risks involved in riding a motorcycle after drinking or using drugs and what you can do to protect yourself and fellow riders. Important information. Alcohol is a major contributor to motorcycle crashes, particularly fatal crashes. National studies show that over one-third of all riders killed in motorcycle crashes had been drinking, and only one-third of those riders had a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, above legal limits. The other riders were under the legal limits but riding skills were still impaired. In the past, drug levels have been harder to distinguish or have not been separated from drinking violations. Riding a motorcycle under the influence of either alcohol or drugs poses physical and legal hazards for every motorcycle rider. Alcohol and drug use occurs among other drivers. However, motorcyclists are more likely to be killed or severely injured in a crash. Injuries occur in 90% of motorcycle crashes and 33% of automobile crashes that involve abuse of substances. On a yearly basis, 2,000 motorcyclists are killed and about 50,000 seriously injured in this same type of crash. Alcohol and drugs while riding. No one is immune to the effects of alcohol and drugs. Friends may brag about their ability to hold their liquor or perform better on drugs. However, alcohol and drugs makes people less able to think clearly and perform physical tasks skillfully. Judgment and the decision-making processes needed for riding a motorcycle are affected long before legal limits are reached. Many over-the-counter, prescription, and illegal drugs have side effects that increase the risk of riding a motorcycle safely. It is difficult to accurately measure the use of particular drugs in motorcycle crashes. We know what effects various drugs have on riding skills and that the combined effects of alcohol and drugs when taken together are way more dangerous. Alcohol in the body. Alcohol enters the bloodstream quickly. Unlike foods and beverages, it does not need to be digested. Within minutes of consumption, it reaches the brain and begins to affect the drinker. Alcohol slows down and impairs bodily functions, both mental and physical, which adversely affects coordination, balance, the ability to think clearly and make sound judgments. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is the amount of alcohol in relation to blood in the body. Generally, alcohol can be eliminated in the body at the rate of almost one drink per hour. However, a variety of other factors may also influence the level of alcohol retained. The more alcohol there is in the blood, the greater the impairment. HREE factors play a major part in determining BAC. Amount of alcohol consumed. Rate of consumption. Body weight. Other factors contribute to the way alcohol affects the system and may cause the BAC level to be even higher, such as gender, physical condition, and the amount of food. The full effects of these are not completely known. Alcohol may still accumulate in your body even if you are drinking at a rate of one drink per hour. Abilities and judgment can be affected by that one drink. A 12-ounce bottle of beer, 8-ounce bottle of malt liquor, 5-ounce glass of wine, and a 1.5-ounce of distilled spirits or liquor all contain the same amount of alcohol. The faster they are consumed, the more alcohol accumulates in the body. At the end of 1 hour, drinking at a rate of 2 drinks per hour, at least one drink will remain in your bloodstream. Without taking into account any other factors, these examples illustrate why time is a critical factor when a motorcycle rider decides to drink. Alcohol by volume, ABV, varies in beer, wine, and spirits. Therefore, this may not hold true for all comparisons. A person who drinks 7 drinks over the span of 3 hours would have at least 4, 7 minus 3 equals 4, drinks remaining in their system at the end of the 3 hours. They would need at least another 4 hours to eliminate the remaining drinks before riding. Four drinks over the span of 2 hours would have at least 4 minus 2 equals 2, drinks remaining in their system at the end of the 2 hours. They would need at least another 2 hours to eliminate the two remaining drinks before they consider riding. There are times when a larger person may not accumulate as high a concentration of alcohol for each drink consumed because they have more blood and other bodily fluids. Because of individual differences, it is better not to take the chance that abilities and judgment have not been affected. Whether or not they are legally intoxicated is not the real issue. Impairment of judgment and riding skills begins well below the legal limit. Alcohol and Idaho law. It is considered to be driving under the influence, DUI, if the driver's BAC is 0.02 or more and the driver is under 21 years of age. 0.04 or more and the driver is operating a commercial motor vehicle, CMV. 0.08 or more and the driver is 21 years of age or older. An alcohol concentration of 0.20 or more carries even stiffer penalties. Even if your BAC is less than 0.08, you may still be convicted of a DUI. Penalties when completing and failing a breath test. Idaho law now imposes stiffer penalties on DUI offenses than in the past. Most penalties are mandatory and imposed by the court. When convicted in Idaho and over 21, for a first conviction, up to 6 months in jail, up to a $1,000 fine, mandatory driver's license suspension of at least 90 days and up to 180 days with no driving privileges for the first 30 days. After the 30-day court suspension, a request may be made to the court for restricted driving privileges, RDP, if determined necessary. CMV does not qualify for RDP. Ignition interlock device is required after suspension ends. For a second conviction within 10 years, mandatory jail time of 10 days and maximum jail sentence of 1 year, up to a $2,000 fine, mandatory driver's license suspension of 1 year after release of confinement. Ignition interlock device required after 1 year mandatory suspension. For three or more convictions within 10 years, sentenced to the State Board of Corrections not to exceed 10 years, up to a $5,000 fine, mandatory driver's 80 license suspension for 1 year after release from confinement, and up to an additional 4 years may be added to the suspension. Ignition interlock device is required after 1 year mandatory suspension. This conviction is a felony. Refer to Idaho Code 4918-8004A for penalties for conviction under 21 and Idaho Code 4918-8004C for penalties for conviction of excessive DUI. Alcohol test refusal. Implied consent. Any person who drives or is in physical control of a motor vehicle has given their consent to take a BAC or drug test if pulled over. If enforcement personnel suspects a vehicle operator is driving under the influence, they may request a breath test. Refusal of the breath test leaves the driver's license subject to suspension, under the provisions of Section 18-8002 of Idaho Code. Upon refusal of a requested breath test, enforcement personnel will issue a notice of suspension. If the court upholds the officer's findings, the license will be suspended for 1 year with absolutely no driving privileges of any kind, if it is a first offense. A second refusal within 10 years results in a 2-year absolute suspension and is in addition to any penalty from the court for a DUI conviction. Administrative license suspensions. Failure of an evidentiary test with a BAC over the legal limit following an arrest for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol or other intoxicating substances will result in being served with a notice of suspension. This notice of suspension is an ITD-imposed administrative license suspension, ALS, issued in accordance with Section 18-8002A, Idaho Code. The driver has the right to request an administrative hearing for an ALS with an ITD-designated hearing officer. The ALS penalty is a civil penalty and is separate and apart from any criminal penalties imposed by the court system. If they receive an ALS, they must comply with the ALS requirements and appear in court on the appointed date regarding the criminal DUI charges brought against them. Their notice of suspension becomes effective 30 days after the date of service, date notice received. For a first failure, driving privileges are suspended for a period of 90 days with absolutely no driving privileges during the first 30 days of that 90-day suspension. Driving privileges are suspended for 1 year with absolutely no driving privileges of any kind for a second failure of the test within 5 years. Minimize the risks. Judgment is affected first and may give a motorcycle rider a false sense of confidence in their riding abilities. The rider may think they can ride well, or even better than when sober, but in reality, their skills are impaired. The rider may be riding more confidently but is taking greater risks. The best way to minimize risk is to separate drinking and riding. Make an intelligent choice. Do not drink, setting a limit or pacing are poor alternatives at best. The ability to exercise good judgment is the first thing affected by alcohol. Even if drinking in moderation, a rider may not realize to what extent their motorcycle riding skills have suffered from alcohol's effects. Do not ride, plan ahead and leave the motorcycle at home. Have a designated driver or plan to ride share. Leave the motorcycle, secure your motorcycle and get a ride home. Wait. Sit it out per the recommended guidelines until the alcohol and its effects exit the body. Step in and protect fellow riders. Motorcycle riders who have had too much to drink are often unable to make responsible decisions on their own. It is up to others to step in and keep them getting on a motorcycle. No one wants to do this, it can be uncomfortable and thankless, but the alternatives are often way worse. There are several ways to keep motorcycle riders from hurting themselves. Arrange a safe ride, provide alternative ways for the rider to get home safely. Slow the drinking. Stop serving if you are the host and involve them in other activities. Keep motorcycle riders there. Use any excuse to keep a rider from getting on their motorcycle. Serve them food and coffee to pass the time. Take the key to the motorcycle if possible. Get other riders involved. It helps to enlist support from other motorcycle riders when deciding to step in. The more riders that step in, the easier it is to be firm and the harder it is for the impaired rider to resist. While you and the other riders may not be thanked at the time, you will never have to say, "If only I had." Fatigue. Riding a motorcycle is more fatiguing than driving a vehicle. Avoid riding a motorcycle when you are tired. Fatigue can significantly affect your control of the motorcycle. Protection from the elements, wind, cold, and rain make a motorcycle rider tire quickly. Dress warmly. A windshield is worth its cost, especially when planning to riding long distances. Limit the riding distance. Experienced motorcycle riders know their limits for time in the seat and do not push themselves or others past those limits. Take frequent rest breaks. Stop and get off the motorcycle at least every 2 hours to stretch and hydrate. Do not drink or use drugs. Artificial stimulants often result in extreme fatigue or depression when they start to wear off, making it very difficult to concentrate on the task of safely riding the motorcycle.